All right, Dan, thank you very much. Lions have some work to do now, trailing 9-7. Ravens will get it first. Lions just didn't do much in that second quarter at all. 34 total yards, 4 penalties for 59 yards, 3 of which resulted in Baltimore first downs, and 6 penalties overall for the Lions for 74 yards. Really hurt them. Total yards, 178 Baltimore, 131 Detroit, 135 passing Baltimore, 65 Detroit. 43 on the ground, Baltimore, 66 Detroit. Time of possession about even. First downs, 13-9 Baltimore. And as we said, penalties, lined up 6. Ravens have 4. Neither team has turned it over. Brandy, let's talk about the offense first. What do they got to do to get on track? I mean, a couple of big drops by Calvin and Hurt. But since that first drive, they haven't been able to get anything going.
No, it's catch the ball. I mean, that's the one big thing I think is important. Those are two key third down passes they dropped that would have kept possessions, and maybe it turns into points. So, I mean, you got to catch the ball. You got to be clean. You can't be penalized. And in my opinion, the most important thing you got to do is you've got to continue to play solid defense and keep Baltimore in the red zone from scoring touchdowns.
Akers to kick it off. He does. Out of the back of the end zone for a touchback, and the Ravens will take over first and 10 at their own 20-yard line. Flacco comes out 12 out of 20, 135 yards in the first half. No sacks. Lions really did not put much pressure on him in that first half. They'll need to dial it up here in the second.
Well, the key is see if Gunther Cunningham will dial up a blitz. Because clearly, Dan, with the front four just rushing, they weren't able to get much pressure on Flacco.
Pistol formation. Pierce behind Flacco. First and 10 from their own 20. Opening drive of the second half. Flacco turns, gives to Pierce. He was hit and dropped. Got back to the line of scrimmage. That's it. Lions did a great job. Willie Young crashing down from the left side to make the tackle. Second and 10 on the way.
The other guy they brought was Don Carey. So, yeah, a little more aggressive defensively as Carey comes off the backside along with Willie Young as Gunther Cunningham commits a fifth guy to that pass rush.
I think the thing to watch is if you're going to bring a safety in there, Baltimore's going to go deep. Second and 10 now. Flacco out of the gun. He's got Pierce to his right. Four-man front for the Lions. Flacco takes, wants to throw. Flacco going to get hit, slides away from it, and throws. Got a complete left side to the 26-yard line. Goes Marlon Brown, gain of 6 on the play. And Flacco just is so slippery back there. The Lions had a chance at him that time, but just couldn't get him down.
Well, you know, he's a lot like Roethlisberger. He's 6'6", he's 250. I mean, this guy is not small. You've got to get more than an arm on him to bring him down. But at least there was pressure there, Dan. They forced him to move his feet.
Willie Young that time brought the pressure. Third down and 4, Baltimore from their own 26. Flacco directing traffic from the gun. He's got it. Lions blitz. Flacco with time throws incomplete, overthrew his intended receiver, Jacoby Jones. It'll be fourth down. Jones well covered on the play. Lewis Delmas was out there. And the Lions will get it back.
Baltimore stacked receivers to the left side, and they tried to run a route off that, and the Lions were up to it with Delmas taking the guy deep and getting in the passing lane enough so the Flacco didn't have a target.
Cook with his third punt of the night. Good one. Sends Ross to his right. Makes the catch to 21. Ross 25. Ross right sideline 30. Ross 35. Ross gets out to the 37-yard line where he's taken down. That's where the Lions offense will take over. 53-yard punt, 16-yard return. The Lions are down 9-7. 13:21 to go in the third. We'll step aside. This is your home for Detroit Lions football.
Hey, Lions fans. Jim Brandstetter here. You know, health insurance is like a good left tackle. It protects your blind side if you or someone in your family needs immediate care from a doctor or hospital. But if you're out there on your own, unprotected and uninsured, you should never think that health insurance is out of reach. Because the government is now providing millions of dollars to help uninsured people afford health coverage. And Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan makes it easy to find out whether you qualify. Just grab your cell phone and text 4SUBSIDY to 222-752. That's the number 4, followed by the word subsidy to 222-752. You'll be asked a few questions, and Blue Cross will text you the subsidy amount you may qualify for. You could get health insurance, plus end up saving a lot of money. To find out whether you're eligible for government money, just text 4Subsidy to 222-752.
Normal data plan charges will apply. Please be safe. Never text while driving. Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan and Blue Care Network are nonprofit corporations and independent licensees of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
Crown Royal presents Becoming a King.
Hi, I'm a Hall of Fame athlete. I've always loved basketball, but it didn't always love me back. When I first started, I could rebound and run, but shooting and passing with accuracy were a mystery. But commitment grew, and I got a little taller, too. In the end, I created a whole other game above the rim. I'm Dr. J, and here's to a career of greatness. Crown Royal, rain on.
Crown Royal, blended Canadian whiskey, 40% alcohol by volume. Copyright 2013, the Crown Royal Company, Norwalk, Connecticut. Please drink responsibly.
Today's game is brought to you by Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort. Visit SoaringEagleCasino.com. Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort. Experience more.
Third quarter brought to you by McDonald's. Drive through for a quarter pounder, premium McWrap, or medium fry, and get a game piece to win prizes like an Xbox One console. First and 10 Lions from their own 37. Statistician Mike Bratta points out this is the best field position they've had to start a drive tonight. They've got about 28 minutes left in this game to define themselves. They need a victory or they're going to fall to third place in the NFC North. Down 9-7, Stafford brings them to the line. Operates out of the gun. Reggie Bush to his left. Inside handoff goes to Reggie. Looks to bounce it outside. Finds some room over the 40 to the 41. Got four. It'll be second and six. You mentioned a moment ago, the Lions scored on their opening drive. Reggie Bush with a run. Since then, nothing. Nothing on the scoreboard. A couple of big drops by Calvin Johnson cost them the opportunity to get into field goal range. Second and six now. Stafford out of the gun. Looking out over that defense, leans in, he's got the football, looking right, Stafford throws, wants Calvin, got it, had to spin back to make the catch in Raven territory at the 40-yard line. He hauls it in for a 19-yard gain.
That's getting by the man in press coverage at the line and then getting outside to beat the safety coming over to help. That's basically beating double coverage. Calvin got it. Stafford put it in a spot, and Calvin makes a fine catch.
Calvin comes out. Ogletree goes in. First and 10 Lions now from the Raven 40. Stafford up under center. Bush alone back behind him. Stafford turns, gives to Reggie. Reggie right up the middle, down to the 36. Got four on the play. Second and six coming up. We were watching David Akers in the pregame, Brandon. He was good from 60.
Yeah, he had a big leg tonight. I don't think they want to push it to 60, but I think anything, you know, 54, 52 on in, Akers was strong with the leg.
Two tight ends set, Fourier and Pettigrew both in there. Joik Bell in at running back. Second and six for the Lions now. From the Raven 36, down 9-7 here in the third. Stafford up under center, turns, gives to Joik. Right side, cuts it up. Joik down to the 32-yard line. Got four. It'll bring up third and two. Daryl Smith, Jameel McClain each in there. And you can see those Ravens pawing at that ball a little bit. They saw that game film last week where Joik had a couple of fumbles.
Lions change up, too. They put Reggie Bush back in the game. Normally, you see Joik in the game on third downs, but this time, third down and short, Reggie Bush comes back.
Need about a yard and a half here on third down.
You run him on a swing route.
They put him to the slot right side. Stafford goes empty. Ravens packing that box. They got seven men right up on that line. Stafford's got it. Looks right. Throws. Reggie had it. Knocked up in the air and it's intercepted. Intercepted by the Ravens. D'Angelo Tyson comes up with the pick off a pass that was deflected off the hands of Reggie Bush. And Baltimore's got the first takeaway of the evening. And the Lions still trail by a score of 9-7 with 10:40 to go in the third. Turnovers have been a problem, and it's a problem right there. This is the Detroit Lions Radio Network.
Hey, it's Mike Rowe here, and it's true, I have visited a lot of job sites. And the truck I see more than any other, the Ford F-Series pickup. But don't take my word for it.
I put this truck through some abuse. I tow all the time, towing Bobcats, excavators, materials, blocks, just lots of heavy weight.
I was able to work every day pulling people out of snowdrifts.
Now, Ford wants to hear what you have to say about your F-Series truck. You could win a trip to see your favorite sports team play on the road. All you have to do is go to Ford.com, check out either the F-150 or the Super Duty, hit the We Own Work Get Started button, click on the link to the truck cards, create one of your own. You'll battle your truck card against other truck cards and earn points. Just another way to put your truck to work.
No purchase necessary to enter or win. Ends 8/31/14. Open to registered members of Ford Social website who are legal U.S. residents 18 years or older. Official rules available at social.ford.com/leaderboard rules.
A message from one of the co-founders of ADAM, the American Divorce Association for Men.
Gentlemen, going through a divorce is tough and even more difficult when your rights are not being protected. Do you know why it may not be a good idea to move out of the house, or that it may matter who files first, or how child custody, support, and property division are decided? ADAM specializes in representing men in divorce. Call us and let us explain the law, how it applies to your situation, and what should be done to protect you. Call ADAM at 248-356-ADAM. That's 248-356-2326, or on the web at adamdivorcelaw.com.
Buddy's Pizza invites you to book your holiday party now. Buddy's offers salad, pasta, and veggie party trays and specially priced dine-in party packages. Buddy's, a Detroit tradition for over 67 years.
Here come the Ravens. They've got it back, first and 10 from their own 27. 10:40 to go in the third. They lead it 9-7. Pistol formation they have favored most of the evening. Flacco with Rice behind him, and the Ravens jump. Looked like the right guard.
False start, number 77. Offense, 5-yard penalty, first down.
Ryan Jensen.
Correction, number 73.
Yeah, it was Marshall Yanda who was called for the penalty.
Well, you got Ndamukong Suh up there breathing heavy. You're going to get a little bit itchy with that trigger finger. And Yanda came out of his stance early.
First and 15 now. Backs the Ravens up to their 22. Flacco will work from the gun. Rice to his right. Four-man front for the Lions. They have got to come alive. Flacco throws over the middle. Caught at the 26. Dropped immediately as Ed Dixon. Gain of 4. Second and 11 on the way.
Well, Flacco checks down in a hurry. Even though he's not getting a lot of pressure, he's getting rid of that ball pretty quickly.
Ravens not in a hurry, but they do go straight to the line. Flacco with two receivers right, one left. Two deep safeties for the Lions. Flacco's got it inside. Handoff goes to Ray Rice. Look out to the 30. Ray Rice 35 to the left sideline of the 40. And taken down at the 41-yard line. Lewis Delmas with the stop, but that's a 15-yard gain and a first down.
Well, that's a good read by the Ravens, because the Lions that time had overshifted to the tight end. That left them one man short to the left. And they ran right where they were short and made a good gain on the ground.
First and 10 Ravens now from their own 41. Up 2 here in the third quarter. Flacco's got it. Play action. Fake. Sets deep in the pocket. Throws. Got a man wide open. It's Marlon Brown in Lion territory down to the 35-yard line. I mean, he is wide open. And Flacco just floats it down in there for a 24-yard gain.
Well, that's the thing that's distressing. He throws off his back foot, so he really doesn't get a lot on it. He floated it. You're right. That's a perfect description. He floated the ball, and that ball's up there too long, and if you're the Lions' defense, you got to get to that thing.
Need to make a play. Need to turn this thing around. First and 10 Ravens from the Lion 35. Flacco, straight drop, looks, loads, throws right side, wants Jones inside the 5. A lot of contact, no flag, incomplete. Rasheem Mathis in coverage. Second and 10 on the way.
Well, we said at the beginning of the game, when they see a man one-on-one out to the wide side, they got a corner on it. Flacco is going to give his receiver a chance.
Mathis did a nice job that time of getting his head turned around and finding that ball.
Locating the ball, absolutely. That's what you got to do if you're man-to-man on a fly route. You've got to keep contact with the receiver, but turn back and locate the football.
Second and 10. Ravens from the Lion 35. Play clock down to 2, down to 1. They get it off. Hand off to Rice, bouncing it left, and he gets down to the 31-yard line. Gain of 4 on the play. Levy and Tulloch took him down. We got a big third down coming up here. It's going to be 3rd and 6. 9-7, the Ravens up. 8:20 to go, third quarter. Ravens are 3 out of 8 on third down so far in this one. Bernard Pierce checks in. Ravens go empty. Flacco out of the gun.
Well, look how much room there is to the right side of that line.
Lions show a three-man front. Now they bring the blitz. Flacco back, throws over the middle, incomplete. Knocked away by Jonte Green on a pass. Boy, that was intended out there for Torrey Smith. Green did a nice job to get a hand in there and knock it away.
Good
if
coverage.
If he doesn't, that's probably a touchdown.
Yep, good coverage, and you got man-to-man. That's what you got to do when you're man-to-man with one guy. You've got to get in a position and play the ball. And that time, Jonte Green did.
Justin Tucker is connected on 30 consecutive field goals. This will be a 49-yarder, hash mark left side. There's the snap, spot, kick is up, and it is good. He is 4 out of 4 tonight, and the Ravens extend their lead. It is now Baltimore 12 and the Lions 7 with 8 minutes to go in the third. This is your home for Detroit Lions football.
Okay, so everyone loves to talk about their truck's towing power. What no one ever talks about, though, is brain power. Well, guess what, pal? The Ford F-150 isn't just the toughest truck out there. It's a flipping genius, too. Hands down. Which means not only can it tow a boat the size of Rhode Island, but it can help you find your new favorite fishing spots and tell you the best way to get there. How? I'll tell you how. The 2013 F-150 offers available voice-activated sync with My Ford Touch. With tons of commands at your mackerel-scented fingertips, you can stay connected all while towing pretty much anything you want. Hey, when you've got the smartest truck engineers in the world, it should come as no surprise you've got a truck with as much brains as brawn. This is the 2013 Ford F-150. And hey, don't drive while distracted. Even with voice commands, only use phones and other devices when safe, pal. Some features may be locked out while the vehicle's in gear. And remember, the towing claim is for properly equipped pickups. Built Ford tough.
Jim Brandstetter here. Being hurt in an accident doesn't mean you need to be penalized. You just have to come up with a play that gets you the money you deserve. Here's the play. Don't punt. Call Sam. Call 1-800-CALL-SAM.
I'm attorney Mark Bernstein. Don't let the insurance company intercept your chance to get what you deserve. Call us at 1-800-CALL-SAM to get the Bernstein advantage today.
1-800-CALL-SAM. You won't need instant replay to know you've made the right call.
More people choose Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan or Blue Care Network because they offer access to the most and the best doctors in Michigan. Confidence comes with every card.
This game is brought to you by the Ford Motor Company, the official automotive sponsor of the Detroit Lions Radio Network. 8 minutes to go here in the third. Lions down 12-7. Been a long time since they dented the scoreboard. Need to get something going. Tucker to kick off. Ross back deep. Run up. Good kick. Ross is going to go back and let it sail out of the back of the end zone. And the Lions will take over first and 10 at their own 20-yard line.
After we've seen him in this game, I'll tell you what, I think that first kick was just a mistake.
Yeah,
He's got the leg to put it all the way through the back of the end zone.
Awful good. 31 consecutive field goals for him now. So here comes Matthew Stafford and that Lions offense. An interception a moment ago off a pass from Stafford that bounced off Reggie Bush's hands. And into the hands of D'Angelo Tyson. Netted 3 points for the Ravens. First and 10 for the Lions. Stafford up under center. Turns, gives, Bush, shakes the man in the backfield. Trying to get outside right. Not going to do it. He'll lose yardage. Back to the 17. Matt Elam tracked him down. Rookie safety. First round pick out of Florida.
Now we talked early in the game about how you're not going to do much trying to bounce outside against these defensive backs. They're very quick to support on the run. Elam and Webb particularly have been good in this game supporting on the run from their secondary position.
Two tight ends set for the Lions. Poirier and Pettigrew both in there. Joyke Bell in at running back. Stafford out of the gun. Second and 13. Matthews got it. Might be a free play. Baltimore was offside. Stafford loads and throws. Once Calvin got it. Strike side. Calvin 45. 50-yard line. Running down to the 46-yard line of Baltimore. Stafford knew he had a free play because the Ravens 62 Terrence Cody had jumped offside, so he took the big shot and picks up 37.
Well, and I'm surprised that the safety for Baltimore fell asleep. He had
offside, number 92 defense. That penalty is declined. Result of the play, first down.
I didn't think they'll have a 90. Well, 92 was Nada, but it was Terrence Cody we thought that was offside.
Well,
either way.
And their safety fell asleep over there because Calvin was down the sideline past the cornerback, Jimmy Smith, and the safety was nowhere in sight. He's got to get over there fast, and he was late.
First and 10 Lions from the Raven 46, down 5. Stafford on first down, turns, fakes to give to Joyke, rolls to the right, looks. Stafford in trouble, now rolling back to his left. He wants to throw, now he's going to run. Stafford slides down to the 42-yard line. That was a whole lot of running, and he got 4 yards. Running, ducking, juking and jiving. It'll be second and 6 coming up. And that time looked, Randy, like they wanted to take a shot deep to Calvin.
Again, and they doubled Calvin that time. He ran the what's called post-corner route. And he ran the post into the safety, but the safety never bit. He stayed outside. Then when he turned back to the sideline, he had one man underneath and one man over the top. Took away the route from Matthew to throw it.
Calvin Johnson out, Kevin Ogletree in. Second and 6 for the Lions. Stafford gives, Bush, right side, cuts it up. Bush down to the 35-yard line with a first down. Close to the 34, Darryl Smith with the tackle. The Reggie cutting right, sticking that right foot in the ground and going straight up the field. Moving the chains for the Lions with a gain of 7. Today's game brought to you by U.S. Park, the official parking of the Detroit Lions Radio Network.
And that's the bounce play you like. The bounce where you bounce it to the right, but you don't go to the sideline. You turn it upfield once you clear the edge. Because if you try to go to the sideline, they'll run you down.
First and 10 Lions now from the Raven 35. Reggie again. Bounces it left this time. He fights his way down to the 31. Will depend on the spot, 32-31 yard line when Jameel McClain took him down. Reggie looks like he's well recovered from that calf injury he'd been dealing with. Got 3 yards on that play. Calvin Johnson, Joseph Fourier check back in. George Bell in the game as well, Bush to the sidelines. 4:55 to go in the third, second and 7 Lions from the Raven 32. Matthew takes inside handoff, goes to Joyke. Joyke to the right, inside the 30 and down, close to the 29-yard line. Arthur Jones with the tackle there. That's going to bring up third down. And about 4. They need the 25 for a first down. Theo Riddick has checked in for the Lions. Third and 5 as the ball rests just inside the 30 and they need the 25. Lions are 1 out of 7 on third down today. Stafford will operate from the gun. They go empty. Stafford's got it. Throws right side. Caught. What a catch down inside the 25 by Theo Riddick. Had to dive back to the inside, lay out, and make the catch at the 23 for the first down. Good work by the rookie out of Notre Dame.
Right, and Stafford had to throw it in there because he had a man coming upfield. If he tries to throw it outside, it may get batted away. And actually, Pettigrew takes that man a little wide, but it's still a very nice play, adjusting to the ball back inside by Riddick.
First and 10 for the Lions now from the Raven 23. They are down by 5 here in the third. 3.5 to go. Reggie Bush back in. Stafford turns, gives to Reggie. Looked for a hole to the left side and tried to make a cut. Knees just kind of buckled on it. So he got down to the 22-yard line. Matt Elam with the tackle. Reggie comes out of there limping just a little bit. That didn't look good. That's one where he went to make a cut and just kind of buckled. Got 2 on the play. Second down and 8 coming up. Riddick and Bell both come in. Dean Kleinschmidt over to take a look at Reggie. Meanwhile, back on the field, it's Stafford looking out over that Raven defense. 4-man front for Baltimore. Stafford takes the shotgun snap inside handoff to Joyke, and he is buried in the backfield.
Missed the block
there.
Taken
down by Arthur Jones.
There's just a flat-out missed block.
Loss of one back to the 22, and that'll bring up a third and nine. Burleson will come in. Bush will come in. Joyt comes out. Riddick comes out. Big third down here for the Lions, who trail by five in this game. 2:15 to go in the third. 10th play of the drive coming up. Stafford out of the gun, leans in, barks out the signals.
Well, they're going to bring it, I think.
Baltimore showing blitz. Stafford's got it. Blitz comes. Stafford looks, throws end zone. Wants Durham fighting out there. Incomplete coverage by Lardarius Webb. That's going to bring up fourth down, and the field goal unit will come on. A lot of hand fighting out there between the two. Look, maybe like Webb had that left
arm.
Oh,
yeah, he did. He was
Durham locked down. Durham had no chance to get both arms up. No call on the play.
He's impeding that guy's ability to make the catch right there.
That'll bring up Akers for a 40-yard field goal attempt. Hash mark right side. Akers is ready. Snap to Martin. Spot down. Kick by Akers is up, and it is good. And the Lions pulled it within two. It is now the Ravens 12 and Detroit 10 with 1:49 to go, third quarter. This is the Detroit Lions Radio Network.
With so many tires to choose from, summer, winter, performance, all season, and more, thank goodness all you really need to know is Bell Tire. And hey, isn't it nice to know you'll always get the lowest tire prices, too?
At Bell Tire, we shop the competition every day to make sure you always get the lowest tire price, period. We challenge you to find a lower price anywhere on all the top brand name tires in the business. In the rare case you do find a lower tire price someplace else, just bring it in and show us. We'll beat it, guaranteed. See BellTire.com for lowest price guarantee details. You can always count on Bell Tire for the lowest tire price, period.
What would you expect? After all, at Bell Tire, tire is their last name.
It's not your usual tire store. It's Bell Tire. Better at every turn. Bell Tire is open late Monday and Thursday, 8 to 8, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday, 8 to 6, and Saturday, 8 to 5. For the Bell Tire near you, go to BellTire.com.
Mom and Dad, thanks for giving me so many wonderful Christmases. I know I deserved them, but still, that was awfully nice of you.
A Hallmark card like this shows your loved ones you're thinking of them with a smile. So this season, don't forget to share a laugh with the perfect Hallmark card. The holidays are coming, so pick up a Hallmark card today. Available wherever Hallmark is sold.
Fans, we remind you to support all the Lions Radio Network Michigan-based partners like the Ford Motor Company, the official automotive company of the Lions Radio Network.
Second half Bell Tire Dream Game winner this week, James Honeycutt of Riverview. If you want to live out your dream of playing a game on the turf at Ford Field, go to BellTire.com. Register to win, brought to you by Bell Tire, the Lions Radio Network, and 97.1 The Ticket. Jim Schwartz did not look happy with the lack of a call on the play between Webb and Durham in the end zone. He was chatting up the officials during the break.
I think he's looking for a little bit of parity going on with, if the interference call is going against Detroit for that ticky-tacky, why wasn't the call against Durham when he had his right hand being held? Why isn't that interference? And that's kind of the situation that Jim Schwartz felt. That he wasn't getting the right break.
TV's showing it right now. That's just a missed call by the officials. They were holding down. Webb was just simply holding the left arm of Durham. Lions down by two, 1:49 to go in the third. Jacoby Jones back deep for Baltimore. Here's the run up and the kick. Akers is doing the kicking off tonight. Sends it out of the back of the end zone. Perfect. You don't want to mess with Jones. One of the best in the NFL. And the Ravens will take over first and 10 at their own 20-yard line. The Ravens have not found the end zone tonight. Four field goals have accounted for all of their scoring. Yet they lead it 12-10. The Lions offense found the end zone once, but they have been challenged when it's come to scoring points this evening. Ray Rice in the game. He's to the right of Flacco, who's in the gun. Here we go. Only turnover of the night committed by the Lions. Defense needs to play. Something big to turn this thing around. Flacco pumping that right leg. Now he takes inside handoff to Rice. Nothing doing. Maybe a yard to the 21. Nice work up front by the Lions, led by Nick Fairley. It'll be second and 9. Clock moving. 1:35 to go in the third.
Just 62 yards rushing for the Ravens coming into this series. So Lions doing a good job against the rush. They got to keep it up, though, and they got to get some three and outs, and that offense has got to get off the dime.
Second down, Flacco will work out of the gun. Ball just across the 20. They need the 30 for a first down. Flacco leans in. He's got it. Blitz comes. Flacco straight drop. He's got a man wide open again at the 39-yard line. It's Torrey Smith. Lions blitz. Flacco makes him pay. Gain of 19 and a first down.
Yep, I mean, that's the key. That time they brought Glover Quinn on a safety blitz, the Lions aren't able to get home. And when you don't get home on a blitz and your secondary's out there covering in a zone like, you know, man zone, he's going to find the open guy, and he's got an arm that can get it to an open man.
They'll give him the 40 on the spot. First and 10, Baltimore from there. Flacco has been very much in control tonight. Not overwhelming, but not making big mistakes either. First and 10, Baltimore. Flacco out of the pistol. Lions jump across. Fairley was in early. Israel Adonijay politicking, saying that the Ravens had moved up front. Baltimore, of course, disagrees. Discussion from the officials, and here's the call.
Neutral zone infraction, number 98, defense, unabated to the quarterback. 5-yard penalty, remains first down.
Seventh Lion penalty of the night for 79 yards. Gives 5 free ones to the Ravens, and it'll make it first and 5, which opens your playbook all the way, wide open. Watch them taking shots deep here when they get favorable down and distance. Lions have 2 deep safeties lined up in Delmas and Quinn. First and 5 now, Baltimore from their own 45. And Flacco content to just let the quarter run out, and that will take us to the 4th. 15 minutes remain, and the Lions have some work to do. They trail by a score of 12-10 here on Monday Night Football. This is your home for Detroit Lions football.
McDonald's Dollar Menu and More presents The Magnitude of More. More is better. When good isn't good enough, more is great. It's the new Bacon McDouble sandwich with thick-cut applewood smoked bacon for only $2. More is an abundance of flavors. More is the archenemy of less. It's getting the McChicken sandwich you know and love for just $1. It's more choices than ever before. And that's the Dollar Menu and More. Stop in and find out exactly what more has in store for you. There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's and more. Prices and participation may vary.
Hey, Rachel. Rachel!
She can't hear you. She's in a McCafe state of mind. So right now, she's lost in a blueberry pomegranate world of cool, sweet bliss. A delectable daydream of deliciousness.
So you telling me her smoothie is so good she can't hear me?
No, it's so good, I choose not to.
There's a delightful disposition mixed into every McCafe drink at McDonald's. Try a smoothie or chocolate chip frappe and get lost in every sip. Another way to love McCafe. And participate in McDonald's.
Watching sports on Xfinity from Comcast is like having a front row seat to the biggest moment.
Both feet in!
With NFL Red Zone, you're right there for every touchdown from every game Sunday afternoon.
Touchdown!
And ESPN Goal Line brings you the best of college football, all on one channel with live cut-ins to the top-scoring drives across the country. Plus, you can watch ESPN Goal Line and all of your favorite ESPN networks anytime, anywhere on your laptop, tablet, or smartphone. This is the Xfinity Sports Experience. This is awesome. You won't get all this with satellite, so sign up for the Xfinity HD Premier XF Triple Play for NFL Red Zone, plus get ESPN Goal Line at home and on the go. Or ask about other bundles starting as low as $99 a month for 12 months. Xfinity, your home for the most live sports. Call 1-800-XFINITY today. Offer ends 1/5/14. Restrictions apply. New residential customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including broadcast TV fee, extra subject to change. After promo, regular rates apply. Visit Comcast.com for details.
Here come the Ravens to start the fourth quarter. First and 5 from their own 45. Flacco out of the pistol, turns, gives to Rice. Rice is hit, dives forward to the 47-yard line. And Ndamukong Suh makes the tackle. Ravens through 3 quarters, 251 total yards. The Lions 221. 188 through the air for Baltimore, 126 Detroit, 63 on the ground for Baltimore, 95 for Detroit. Time of possession about even, 16 first downs Baltimore, 13 Detroit. Lions with 7 penalties, Baltimore with 5. Second and 3, Ravens from their own 47. Flacco from the gun, got his receivers bunched, 3 of them to the left side, 1 to the right. Now they split. Flacco sends a man wide left. He takes the snap. Pressure comes. Flacco hits. Ball free on the ground. Nope. Ravens fall on top of it. Boy, it was down on the ground at the 39-yard line. Recovered by the center, Gradkowski. And the ball was knocked away. Boy, it was laying out there for anybody to fall on top of. Nice job, Gradkowski. Right place, right time. He was down on the ground and it bounced right to him.
Yeah, Diamond Kinsu got a piece of Flacco. I'm not sure he got a piece of the ball. But whatever happened, the Lions force a third and long.
Third and 10. Big play right here. Fourth quarter with much of the Lions season on the line. They trail by 2. Crowd standing, cheering. Flacco's got it. Straight drop, setting up the screen. Got it complete. It is Ray Rice who's got it, and he's short of the first down at the 48-yard line. Nice work by that Lion defense as Rice is stopped after an 8-yard gain, and that'll force a punt.
Well, that is great work because that play looked like it was going to work. The screen was set up nicely, and Rice had room. And I'm telling you what, DeAndre Levy makes an open field tackle that stops him short. That is a big play right there.
Jeremy Ross back deep. Hook to punt it away for Baltimore. They're up 12-10. Hook's got it. Drives it with that right leg. High punt. Ross camps under it. Calls for a fair catch at the 12-yard line. And that's where the Lions will take over. 40-yard punt. No return. Lions down 12-10. 13:02 to play here in Detroit. This is your home for Detroit Lions football.
Hey Lions fans, Jim Brandstetter here. You know, health insurance is like a good left tackle. It protects your blind side if you or someone in your family needs immediate care from a doctor or hospital. But if you're out there on your own, unprotected and uninsured, you should never think that health insurance is out of reach. Because the government is now providing millions of dollars to help uninsured people afford health coverage. And Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan makes it easy to find out whether you qualify. Just grab your cell phone and text 4SUBSIDY to 222-752. That's the number 4, followed by the word subsidy to 222-752. You'll be asked a few questions, and Blue Cross will text you the subsidy amount you may qualify for. You could get health insurance, plus end up saving a lot of money. To find out whether you're eligible for government money, just text 4SUBSIDY to 222-752.
Normal data plan charges will apply. Please be safe. Never text while driving. Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan and Blue Care Network are nonprofit corporations and independent licensees of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
You don't watch football to help you sleep at night. You watch to get closer to the action. And playing fantasy football on NFL.com gets you close enough to get grass stained every day of the week. Free mobile apps bring the action to wherever you are, and customized matchup previews give you enough info to call an audible on game day. Make every day feel like Sunday. Sign up for free at NFL.com/fantasy.
I'm attorney Mark Bernstein at the Sam Bernstein Law Firm. You know, we pride ourselves on the work that we do for our clients, and it shows. Get the Bernstein Advantage. 1-800-CALL-SAM.